who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, August the 31st, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on fear. There's also some hum in the audio that's beyond our control.
Anybody here for the first time? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all have been here before, clap for these people. Thank you. We've got a few housekeeping, we would call, things to talk about. Encourage you to make every meeting. You don't know. You know, Moses had a place, and God had a place with Israel. It's called the Tent of Meeting. But if God showed up and you didn't show up, there wasn't a meeting. And we all might have preconceived notions of who might and what and who and all this, but God's the Holy Ghost, and He can work through. He will, and every person in here is going to minister to you. We're not coming, and nobody's coming. If we're coming on our own, don't come. But Jesus is coming. You asked, our brother did. The Lord is faithful. Holy Spirit, come. We need you.
Yes.
We need you, Holy Spirit. We can't do this without you. Listen, it's like the Bible says, a man builds a house, and he builds it without God, he builds it in vain. Well, this is a spiritual house this weekend. We need Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost will do what the Holy Ghost does.
Amen.
Because He's faithful.
Yes, amen.
If you draw close to the Lord, He'll draw close to you.
Amen.
So, every meeting that's here might be the potential moment of the breakthrough of the key for you. Every time that a ministry happens. And I know this. I've seen people just get tired and miss something that could have been the very one. The very one where they got their breakthrough. The enemy's job is to get you tired. It's one of his games. He plays that game. So persevere. It's one of the gifts. Persevere. Perseverance comes from the Holy Ghost, so ask Him to help you. And then be here with an attitude of an expectancy that God's going to do something. Amen?
That's right.
Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I'm here.
I'm here.
And I'm looking for you.
I'm looking for you.
To do something.
To change my life.
So I look more like Jesus.
So I look more like Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Come expect it. Ministry. This is a house under authority. Jesus was amazed at the centurion because the centurion came and said, speak a word. The servant said, Jesus said, well, I'll go to your house. He said, I'm not even worthy of that. Just speak a word. A man under 40. He was amazed. He said, no one in Israel understands this, but this guy's a centurion. He didn't know. He understood it. Well, nobody's trying to control, but you have to have authority. And you got to have godly authority. So within this house and within this weekend are people that have been chosen and asked, we believe, by the Lord and by the leadership here to minister. Okay? Now, I'm sure everybody in here is fine. Wonderful people. But we don't know everybody. So what we ask is that you don't have any individual prayer meetings. You can do that when you go home. Okay? So, no prophecies and words given back and forth. That you know, if it comes from the front, it comes in the morning, that's under authority. And I want to tell you something. If you receive a word from anybody that does it outside of authority, you better be careful.
That's right.
Because that's rebellion. And so please honor that. And, you know, get the ministry that you came here from those that are given the privilege to speak from right up here and from those that are on the prayer team in the morning. Amen? Just good business. Good way to go about the Father's business. Amen? That doesn't mean that anybody else isn't gifted. And there might not be somebody in greater anointing that's out here. We don't know. It's not to say that anybody is less than. It just says that we want to be under authority. So I hope and believe that everybody understands that. Amen? Most of all, come with an attitude that says, this is deliverance camp. We don't make any bones about it. There's nothing hidden. It's up front. Camp's come. Get free. And then stay free. We have teachings that come forth here about doing deliverance, getting the demons out. We have teachings about crucifying your flesh. We have teachings about how to do battle against the enemy. The goal being to walk out to freedom. It's not a flash in the pan deal. We all have to walk this thing out. So there'll be something. I believe that God's going to give everybody here. And you can come in here and get keys and go out and have breakthrough. But come with an expectation that God's going to do something for you. And it's not any of us. It's God. It's God and God alone. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit. And none other. Thank you, Father. So Lord, we give you the glory. We give you all glory in advance. There's nobody like you. You're holy and you're pure and you're righteous. And you're an ever-present help in time of need. And your name is the strong tower that the righteous run into and are safe. Everybody who will say, I'm running into the name of the Lord. My strong tower. Where I'm safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, okay. Here we go. Thank you. He's good. I don't like the devil to take my thoughts away. We even have a saying, he stole my thought. My thought was stolen. Well, listen, if the thief's taking my thought, I'm going to ask the Lord where it is and make him give it back. Because that's not acceptable to me. I want to tell you, there's people who are getting older and they lose a thought and they think they're getting dementia. And the devil's playing that game with them. You got the mind of Christ. You born again? You got the mind of Christ. Tell that devil to shut up and ask the Holy Spirit to give back. You're supposed to say it. I promise you it'll come back to you. That no matter what age you are. You ask him. So thank you, Father. So here's some maintenance for you. Here's some general deliverance. If you've never been here, and maybe you've never been through any deliverance. Okay? When we start doing deliverance, as much as you love that person sitting next to you, especially husbands, wives, okay, let them go a minute. Don't hold their hand. Don't wrap your arm around them. Because this is about them and Jesus, and you and Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about when we're ministering here, but although I will tell you, you know, if you're going to receive something, it's best to be in the place of receiving for that season. You came here for a reason. You spent time. You're spending time. You spent your money. You spent your treasures to come get something. And when we're focusing on each other, we might not be focusing on what the Lord is saying. But especially when we start calling out demons, let God be God. Because if you're focusing on this one here, you're not going to receive what you need. And probably what that person needs is what you would get if you would focus on the Lord. They need that as much as anything you can do in your comfort for. Okay? And what we found is that it will block your deliverance. That's just experience talk. If you can't get deliverance, then just please, for that moment, just kind of put a little space. And sometimes people are crying. If they start crying and these ministry teams see that, I promise you, we'll come tend to if it needs to be tended to. But sometimes people are weeping because they're getting godly sorrow. And they need it. And let God deal with it. And the minute you put your arm on, and the minute you bring that earthly comfort, you take away what the Holy Spirit's doing. Okay? So let Him work. Let Him work. And if there's a trouble, if we see, listen, demons act up. They do. But if we see it, somebody will come and they'll give you some personal help. So just think about that while we're doing this. Now, demons tend to come out through the breath. It can come out other ways. Shoot out your eyes, off the top of your head, all sorts of ways. Okay? It happens. But they tend to come out through the breath. A name for a spirit is pneuma in the Greek. Pneuma. It means air or breath. So they're not air or breath, but they're like air or breath. So they're not subject to matter. They come in and out. You're born again. Holy Spirit lives in the Holy of Holies. That is your spirit man. The demons will be in your body. They're not so. They go through the walls. They go through the ceiling. They go through the floor. Then they can go right through your body. They're not in the Holy of Holies where Jesus lives, where the Ark of the Covenant, where the Holy Spirit of God resides. They're not there because you've been translated out of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to the Lord if you're born again. Now, if you're not, you're fair game. Okay? You've got a dead human spirit. You're not born again. They can come there too. And that would be termed possession. Okay? So, they come out through the air. So, a lot of times, when the ministry starts happening, you know, you're to breathe, just breathe. Don't hyperventilate because you'll get dizzy. It's not a demon, you're just dizzy. Okay? So, but just breathe. And you may want to cough. Sometimes you cough, it makes them go, you're getting in agreement. Some people sneeze, some people burp, some people yawn. Any of that's happening, don't stop it. Your thought process is, if it's in me, I don't want it. I agree with God. I don't agree with the devil. And it's truth. When you're hearing truth from the Word of God, truth replaces lies, tears stronghold. Then when you repent, you're dismantling the legal right of the enemy from your sin and your ancestors' sin and any other ground. When we're repenting, we're saying, I agree with God, I don't agree with the devil, I'm tearing these contracts up with the enemy, and his legal right is broken, and he has to go if those criteria are met. So let it go. And you don't have to apologize every time you burp. Okay? I literally one time ministered in a place where they had very little understanding, and I spent a good deal of time telling what I just told you. Began to do deliverance in a little bit, and this girl burped for an hour and a half, and then later on this lady said, I made her burp for an hour and a half. I can't make anybody burp for a minute. But I'll tell you what, Jesus delivered them from those demons if they come out and burp. So it's not the burp, it's just what's happening when the demons are leaving. It's not the yawn. It's not the sneeze. That's just what's happening, and we don't determine that. We pray that whatever the Lord wants it to look like, we're not going to have a show, but whatever He wants it to be. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather yawn, burp, sneeze, whatever else, and get rid of demons than keep them.
That's right.
So don't worry about what it looks like. Okay? So just let loose and breathe. Don't hyperventilate, but as we start doing deliverance ministry and we start calling out demons, just go, take some breaths. And then let God do whatever He wants. Because this one might go on, and this one might sneak. I might go, listen, we do ministry up here, we get delivered. And we're glad to, because I don't want any more demons. And none of us up here would say that we're fully delivered. But I tell you what, we're willing to get some more. Amen, sister Jerry? Amen. Right? She didn't care. I don't care. No, we won't be delivered. The goal is to be free.
Amen.
So whatever it looks, don't stop it. Just let Jesus do what He wants to do with you. Amen? Amen. All right, that's enough maintenance. I'm going to pray, and we'll move forward to what the Lord showed me to share with you tonight. Father, I come to you in the name of the blood of Jesus. I acknowledge you as the great Yahweh in the Ancient of Days. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent from my sins and the sins of... Now listen to me. As I'm praying on the prayer. It's on the prayer. That means look, Lord, I'm coming with that. I'm repenting myself. Amen? Because we're setting the ground for deliverance later. Amen? And then collectively we'll be taking authority over the enemy here. Okay? So Father, I thank you. I repent for my sins and the sins of my ancestors, known and unknown, in Jesus' name, asking for forgiveness. I receive forgiveness and cleansing in Jesus' name. I apply the blood of Jesus to all that pertains to me. As your child, I've been given authority over all the power of the enemy. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind the strong man aside against me and everyone involved in this ministry. I bind mind blinding, heart blinding, death dumb, antichrist spirits in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of all the spirits of witchcraft and all territorial spirits sent to hinder this work in Jesus' name. I renounce the religious spirit along with unholy tradition, spirits of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, and spite. In the name of Jesus, the root of bitterness, in the name of Jesus, malice and any other hindering spirit in Jesus' name. I renounce Satan and now nullify and break all blood covenants, contracts, agreement. Everybody repeat with me. I renounce Satan. And now nullify.
And break.
All covenants.
Blood covenants.
Contracts.
Agreements.
That have been made.
With Satan.
Lucifer.
Fallen angels.
And demons.
By me.
And my ancestors.
Knowingly.
Or in ignorance. In Jesus' name.
I renounce.
All unholy baptism. Dedication. In Jesus' name, I break the power of the curses that came through these agreements. Command all enforcing spirits to cease and desist and to flee. In Jesus' name, I break all ancestral, self-inflicted, direct, and indirect curses. In Jesus' name, I break the power of all satanic prayers, seals, and shields. In Jesus' name, I break the curses of negotiation and justification of sin. In Jesus' name, I break and sever all evil ties with the past, ties with places, and ties with living and non-living individuals, all unholy ties, in Jesus' name. Jesus, you're my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer. Thank you, Father, for sending whatever warriors, holy warriors, you deem needed for the battle at hand. Clear this atmosphere and aid in our deliverance. I believe your word. I can hear your voice. I believe you can show me things by visions, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, by your grace. I renounce rebellion. I choose obedience. And I believe that the sun sets free is free indeed. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray and decree. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I believe you'll do everything we ask. I believe you'll back up everything we spoke. Because that's the kind of God He is.
Thank you, Father. We're going to talk about the spirit of fear. We'll title it fear. We're going to talk about what it is. We're going to talk about how it works, and we're going to talk about how to defeat it. So the dictionary says what it is. So fear says to be afraid of something or someone. To expect or worry about something bad or unpleasant. To be afraid and worried. I remember a man in the Bible, that one of the Bibles I have is called the Dykes Bible, and in his writings at the beginning of the Bible, he makes a statement. He says, fear is the expenditure of time and energy about something you have no control over and might not happen anyway. So hear me. If you're worried about something, let me tell you something about human beings. The things you can fix, you do. The things you can fix, you do. Things you can do something about, we do. But the things you can't, do you trust your daddy? Who's your daddy? Is it God? Is it God the Father? Do we trust Him? Or are we actually going to call Him a liar? Now I want you to think about that. Because He's not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent. So the very fact of the matter is he's got it. And there are things that we have no control of. You don't have any control. Trust God with them. He is a great, great Father. He's a great deliverer. And the Bible says, if he be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Synonyms. Bother. Worry. Fret. Fuss. Stew. Stress. Sweat. Trouble. Alarm. Anxiety. Dread. Fearfulness. Fright. Horror. Panic. Scare. Terror. Trepidation. Some related words. Phobias. Creeps. Bible says we got authority over creeps anyway. Praise the Lord. Jitters, nervousness, willies, pain, qualm, twinge, agitation, apprehension, consternation, discomposure, disquiet, funk, perturbation, concern, dismay, worry, cowardice, faintheartedness, timidity, timorousness, edginess, discomposure, distraction, desperate, angst, tremor. And I speak, as I speak in these words, if there's demons by any of these names, I put you on notice, you're coming out.
Amen.
And I'm giving you the opportunity to go on the leap before I start calling you out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because when I do, the Lord will back it because he loves his people. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, those spirits will have to go. Hand wringing, jumpiness, upset, vexation, qualms, misgiving, suspense, uncertainty, dread. It is as the idea of an intense reluctance to face or meet a person or situation. It suggests aversion as well as anxiety. You would say, I face this meeting with dread. Let me tell you something about dread. You got problems. Everybody know what an elephant in the room means? It means you got a problem with somebody. Everybody knows there's a problem, but nobody says anything about the problem. And that can go on for years. And the reason it goes on for years is because there's a dread, because of a fear of rejection, that if we face this thing, it's going to get ugly. And what I found in most of the time, when you push past that mess and you go on and talk about it, it wasn't a big deal anyway. And yet the devil played that game, put that elephant in the room, kept people apart and distance from each other. If you got a problem with somebody, talk to them. Don't dread it. Tell dread to shut up and go talk to somebody. Talk to them in the love of God and do it and pray and let God work it out. But at the very least, you've gone and talked about it instead of leaving it there as that elephant in the room. Some rooms are pretty small. The more elephants, the smaller it gets. Fright can be the shock of sudden and startling fear. Alarm suggests a sudden and intense awareness of immediate danger. Now listen to me. You know that fear you feel when you're headed to the close of the Grand Canyon or a tall building or something? That's good. That's the one that tells you you can fall off and die. The fear that says, I'm not going to walk across the street, because not that I can't walk across the street, but just the understanding that if I walk in front of a car, it would kill me. Right? There are good ways of fear. Like when you hear the rattlesnake going, first you fear him, then you kill him. Like all other snakes. I hate snakes. If you're a snake's a dead snake. If you're a snake lover, I'd ask God why. All I know. Something wrong with us. I think he said he put enmity between us and the sea. Now, there's more to that, but alright. There's terror. Extreme degrees of fear. Trepidation, it adds to the dread. Then fear brings timidity, trembling, and hesitation. Fear keeps you from being a bold witness. I talked about that earlier. Somebody's talking. You're hearing the disaster in their voice. Do you have the ability to share the answer? Because if you don't, and the answer is Jesus. The answer is the Word of God. But if we don't have that ability because we're in that bondage of fear of what people won't think, then we're, you know, so, yeah, we're going to church and we're tithing and we're giving and we're doing all these good things, but I can't go talk to somebody about Jesus. Something's wrong. We need to deal with that so we can. Anybody know what panic? Heard that word? The root word is pan, who is a Greek religion and mythology. He is a god of the wild, of the shepherds and the flocks, the nature and mountain wilds and hunting and rustic music and a companion of the nymphs. By the way, his other name is Bacchus, and he's a god of wine and revelry and song and debauchery and sexual sin. I will present to you there's a whole lot of people that are in sexual sin that got a lot of fear because they're consorting with that demon. So along with his mess, he brings that fear. Because if you're in sin in any way that's not confessed and dealt with, you're not at peace with God. And if you're not at peace with God, you're not at peace with self. And most oftentimes, not with other people as well. So pan, root work, is panic. I don't buy Peter Pan peanut butter at my home. Because I don't want, listen. Why would I? Because it's a god and a fairy. With fairy on top and a demon god on the bottom. Why would I want to do that? Enemy slick. You know, anybody know what agave nectar is? I would buy agave nectar as a kind of syrup that's low glycemic, so it doesn't jack your sugar up. Slow it to. You know, if you're going to put 2 cups on something, you might get it. But so I go to buy some one day, and I'm looking at the store at a Walmart, and this one says Madavi, M-A-H-D-A-V-I. I said, that's weird. Got cactus on it. You know, I'm going to wonder what Madavi means. I look it up. It says another name for Vishnu, which is a Hindu god. I said, well, I'll buy D&D over here instead. Because I don't want a Hindu god. If I know it, why would I help them if I know it? Just a bonus. It's good to watch what you're doing without being paranoid. But I've decided in my life, I'm 56 years old. Whippersnapper to some and an old man to others. Okay? But John 10:10 says the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and destroy. So I've decided I don't want to help him anymore. I don't care what it's the people pay. I'm not going to help him anymore. I'm not going to give him an interrupt. Amen? Amen? By the grace of God. Pan's angry shout inspired panic in lonely places. He aided his foster brother in the battle with the Titans by letting out a horrible screech and scattering them in terror. He claimed credit for the victory of God because he had frightened the attackers. He inspired panic in the heart of the enemy, of those that worshiped him. Do you know when you succumb to fear and panic, who are you worshiping?
Devil.
Right there. Pan.
Yeah.
The devil's right, but pan. Yeah. A panic attack. I mean, listen, so I don't want you to think about this. So when we sin, I did a teaching here one time called idolatry. And in idolatry, as I began to teach, it occurred to me, you know, when we repent, we might as well repent for idolatry along with everything else. At the beginning of every repentance. Because every time I sin, I choose something other than what God has.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So if I'm... Now, this is not an attack on anybody that's fighting through this fight. I'm just telling you there's a more excellent way. You stand up to the battle and ask God again to deliver you. And you start taking care of these things you need to be healed of. If you're on some kind of medication, you know, sometimes it's not a good idea to quit cold turkey. You may need to come down from it as the Lord shows you. But it's not a good thing to be on mind-numbing medication. There's no way that it's good for you. I listened to a talk last yesterday. Do you know that the medical field understands the psychiatric field? Came up with a book of all of these things that they call syndromes and problems that didn't even used to exist, and it legitimized them in the medical field. Gave the doctor something to work with. It won't. They have to have a number to get paid for anything that's mental. And that number is detailed in this whole list, and it blew up the pharmaceutical field. And they literally know that some of that... Anybody know what a lobotomy is? Well, lobotomy means when they go inside your brain and they damage and destroy some cells. And it literally numbs your emotions. They know full well they're doing it chemically. So some of that medication is giving you a lobotomy. Just like as if you had a physical one. And I promise you the root of all that, and the only reason anybody ever has to get any anxiety medicine or anything, is fear. Fear, destructive fear. The battlefield's in the mind. We have to, as a body, get rid of the spiritual aspect of fear, focus on God's Word and what He says for us, and begin to do battle. Because if you do, you can beat this thing. But when we bow, so say there was fear, and your mind's racing, and you got to go get a Xanax. Well, the moment you did, you bowed and worshiped at the altar of the spirit of fear. And you gave it an offering called Xanax. So the same way, you can take that with anger. If you've got unabated anger and you don't let God deliver you from it and you don't start walking that out, then every time you blow up and get angry, you just gave a sacrifice of anger to the gods of anger. So we as God's people need to start picturing that so that we get serious about letting God help us. And He's not a condemner. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. But let's receive the saving and start letting Him do what only He can do. Amen? All right. So if I had the screen up, I'd show you Pan. He's an ugly thing, and you'd never want to bow to him if you knew what he looked like. Because he's a goat man. And he's got goat legs and goat horns and a human torso and a goat head. And he is ugly. 2 Timothy 1:7. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
I have power.
I have power,
a love,
and a sound mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I accept your gift.
I accept your gift.
Another version said God didn't give us a cowardly spirit, but a spirit of power, love, and good judgment. Another version says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but one of power, love, and self-discipline. I'll take all that good stuff. Amen?
Yeah.
We're in a battle. Our war is against supernatural forces of darkness who work through the natural human thought process caused by the fall of man. Continual agreement with darkness in the area of fear is disastrous and falls far short of the victorious life that the death, burial, and resurrection of our Messiah purchased for us. Here's some of the manifestations of unholy fear in a human life. I want you to know that you go check Mayo Clinic, all these high-level research medical places are confirming that disease, 80 or more percent, is caused by stress. And stress is nothing more or less than fear. It's stressing over something you can't change. So psychological symptoms. Fear itself is a psychological symptom of anxiety. Some people with anxiety have persistent, irrational fears, such as fear of death, fear of doom, fear of passing out, fear of losing control in public. Anxiety and fear may cause irritability, inability to concentrate or relax, excessive worry, nervousness, heightened self-conscious, depression coincides with anxiety. Can't sleep. If your mind's doing this, thank God. That's the devil. And your mind has become a hamster on a cage running like this. And you're running and running and running with every thought. What am I going to do? What are we going to do? And everything. And all these random thoughts coming in. And the minute you stop to rest, the devil throws another one. It spins you again. And you're never at peace because your mind's racing. You lay down and you should sleep. And it should be sweet because that's what God gives His people. Sweet sleep. And you can't sleep. And you're never resting. Panic attacks. They refer to anxiety attacks. They're associated with panic disorder, a type of anxiety disorder. It is the sudden onset of a physical and psychological anxiety symptoms. They may last 5 to 30 minutes. Repeated, untreated panic attacks may lead to the development of phobias. They include shortness of breath, chest pain, increased heart rate, sweating, nausea, and dizziness. You can have a heart attack. And the devil is good at what he does. This is body of Christ. He can come along here and place a pain in your chest. And instead of just saying, get out of me, you pain. I love you, Lord. And he puts a pain in your chest and you're going, oh God, am I having a heart attack? Am I having a heart attack? So the pain increases, the fear increases, and you can literally be worked into one. You can feel like you're disassociating. Makes a person feel like they're going insane. Part of fear can be a fear of going insane. You got a family that mother or father or grandpa or grandma or whoever it is in your bloodline, and they were put in an insane asylum, or they're in and out of the middle part of the hospital, and all of a sudden you got thoughts that just shouldn't line up. All of a sudden you think you're going to be just like them. Well, if you got born again, you break those curses. You don't have to be like that. We need to break that stuff off our lives. You don't need to be fear going. You've got the mind of Christ. You're born again. Do you have the mind of Christ?
Amen.
Anxiety and fear cause symptoms that affect different parts of the body. Headaches, chronic pain, muscle tension, stomach problems, nausea, diarrhea, exhaustion, restlessness. Anxiety and phobias may produce such physical symptoms as a feeling of choking or smothering, and heart palpitations, shaking, sweating, hot flashes, feeling faint, dizzy, or numb. I remember one time, enemy tried to put something on me coming back from the mountains. And it was something that made me feel like I couldn't swallow. And yet I could breathe, but I couldn't swallow right. And I tried to cough, it'd get worse. And literally that panic tried to get on me. And I'd have to stop. And say, no, I can breathe. Devil can have no part of me. And I'd read Psalm 91. Huh? And I'd read the Word of God to me and the devil both. He already knows it's true, but I had to let him know I knew it was true. Huh? And when I did, the Lord allowed me to whip that thing. But I promise you, I wouldn't still be standing here and have given into it. And I didn't win that battle. The Lord won it for me. But you got to get him engaged in it. Listen to me. He did it, but he helped me. I had to agree with him. I had to stand against the enemy. So when I speak of this, I've lived it. Anybody's done deliverance enough, been in rooms where the spirit of fear blows right at you, out of people, to try to get you to get in fear. But let me tell you something. God is bigger.
Amen.
Jesus is the stronger man.
Yes.
Fear doesn't have a chance when he's brought in. Many diseases come out of fear, anxiety, and stress. There are 210 phobias recognized by psychiatrists. Fears can include the families of jealousy. You know what jealousy is? You're afraid somebody's getting something you're not. Or something's going to be taken away from you. It's fear. Fear they love them more than they love me. It's a result of a heart that's broken somewhere, a wounded heart. It's also what we can be born with because of the works of the flesh we're born into. Amen? So there's sensitiveness, overly sensitive, persecution, paranoia, worry, and many other spirits. There's a gland called the hypothalamus. It's just above the pituitary. It is the main endocrine gland. It's like the computer that decides how your chemicals are distributed. When it detects certain changes in the body, it releases chemicals that are regulating factors that stimulate or inhibit the anterior pituitary gland. It then releases, the pituitary gland releases or holds back hormones that regulate, listen, carbohydrates, fats, proteins, sexual functions. It controls and integrates the autonomic nervous system. It stimulates muscles, regulates the rate of contraction of cardiac muscles, controls the secretion of many glands. Through the autonomic nervous system, the hypothalamus is the main regulator of body activities. It regulates heart rate, movement of food through the digestive tract, and the contraction of the urinary bladder. It is involved in the reception of sensory impulses. It is the principal intermediary between the nervous system and the endocrine system, the two major control systems of the body. It is the center for the mind over body phenomena. When the cerebral cortex interrupts strong emotions, it often sends impulses along tracks that connect the cortex with the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus then
direct impulses to release chemicals. Panic impulses makes the hypothalamus stimulate the heart to beat faster. Likewise, continued psychological stress can produce long-term abnormalities and body function that results in the result of serious illness. They're called psychosomatic disorders, and they're real. It is associated with feelings of rage and aggression. It controls normal body temperature. Certain serums, you might have a fever because your hypothalamus is up, or you might be lower in temperature. Certain cells of the hypothalamus serve as a thermostat. It regulates food intake through two sensors. It contains the thirst center. It controls and is a facilitator of your waking and sleep patterns in the limbic system. The endocrine system includes 9 glands that secrete over 23 different hormones and neurotransmitters. Our thoughts and emotions control the secretions from these glands. The over or under secretion of these hormones or neurotransmitters are physical causes of most diseases. Listen to me. Something happened to you and your little boy or girl? Something dramatic? And then maybe later on in life, sister could teach on that over there better than I can, but I'm just speaking. Listen, things happen to you. And it's part of what your fight or flight is. It's God-given. It says, do I need to run or stand and fight here? But when you get engaged, when something traumatic happens, that hypothalamus can get engaged and never get right. And so you're constantly in fight or flight mode. You've never been reset. If you got unforgiveness, if you got the fear, all of that mess going on. Listen, the only reason you wouldn't forgive anybody is you don't want to let, you're afraid of losing what you got. You're living in the identity of your unforgiveness to somebody else. You got to let it go. You never get reset unless you let God reset you. It can disturb your heart rhythm, irregular heartbeats. Can happen through stress and fear. You know, you rub the back of your neck when you're under stress and tension to relieve the pain. Got headaches? We need to turn to God. Say, Lord, help me. I give you this stress. Stress, you have no part of me. There's a direct relationship between the tremendous stress of self-hatred and autoimmune diseases. If you hate yourself, your body will get in agreement with you. John Hopkins is now teaching that hay fever and asthma are not caused by airborne allergens. Have nothing to do with breathing, dander, dust, pollen, saying it's anxiety and fear. You want to get rid of your allergies? Repent for fear. The Bible says anything not of faith is sin. Now listen, the rubber meets the road in repentance. So if I want to get better, that's not heaping. Listen, we're not heaping anything, any extra stuff on somebody that's already hurting. But if we're going to throw you a lifeline, the lifeline has to be, if we're going to get better, we've got to repent. So if I want to get over fear, the first thing I have to do is admit that fear is a sin. And then if I admit that fear is a sin, because if it's a sin, because I'm not trusting in my Father. And therefore it's idolatry at the very least, because I'm not trusting in Him and He says trust in Him. And He's given us His promises that are yes and amen. Your immune system can be destroyed. That's what happens with an autoimmune disease. And so look at some of these. Lupus, Crohn's, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. As a man thinketh, so he is. So you don't have to be going around thinking ill of yourself. It's in your subconscious. And we need to let the Holy Spirit bring it up so we can be healed and delivered. There can be problems with ulcers, gut-wrenching things. You know, the Bible says, throw your cares on Jesus. Cast your cares on Jesus because He first cared for you. You have to learn to cast your cares on Him. So if you've got something troubling you, you need to stop it. It's quiet. Stop. Stop it. Devil, shut up. Lord, I give you this. And if it doesn't come out of your mouth, it doesn't count. It has to come out of your mouth. Lord, I give you this problem. I trust you with it. I know you're going to work it out for the best. But it's got to come out of your mouth in order to come off of you and be rolled unto the Lord. You have to physically speak it to get it done. When your immune system's compromised, you don't have the ability to defeat bacteria and viruses. fear and anxiety comes first, and the bacteria and viruses show up after your immune system is compromised. Nausea, vomiting, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome. If the peace of God is in your heart concerning the issues of life, the cure comes. He's the cure. There can be urinary systems, urinary tract system problems, eczema, dermatitis, even acne in the children. You know, they call it that awkward stage and fear of all that rejection. Here it comes. Can trigger it. It triggers histamine secretion. Causes acne. Your central nervous system, fatigue, lethargy. If you're scared all the time, you're worn out. I promise you. Fatigue. Insomnia, that sleep. I spoke about that earlier. So how do we defeat fear? Truth? What's your truth? What is our truth? Is our truth what God says, or is it what the circumstances say? Is our truth what God says, or what those news people are saying? Lord, if it's news people, we'd have been bombed 50 times already by a Korean over there. I mean, you know, look, what are we going to do to stop that? Pray. Ain't nobody can stop that except God. Huh? He wants to stop it. He'll stop now he wants to. Can also be, here's a news flash. Some of that news stuff is just designed to scare you. It's designed to put you as a slave. So that your answers come from our governments and not God. You hear me? Jesus said, man, he said in the last days, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Going on all the time, isn't it? Huh? Pray. Pray. Give it to God. You know the word of God says in James, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee. So that means you got to behave. If you don't behave and you resist the devil, he's going to kick your tail. There's no question about it. But if all you do is behave and you don't resist the devil, he's going to kick your tail too. So you got to behave and resist the devil. That means respond to his stuff. Shut up, devil. You don't own me. Jesus does. I'm not listening to that. I know people listen to me, listen to things like Rush Limbaugh, and if that's you, that's fine. But if you're listening to that and it makes you mad every day, and you're vexed, can you believe they're doing it? Stop listening. It's not feeding your soul good stuff. It's poverty. If you can listen to it, pray and process it, okay, fine. And I'm talking about any of them. But if you're feeding on it and it's making you fearful and angry, don't do it. It's not lovely then to you, and it's not good, and it's not of any virtue, and it's not a good report. Think on these things, Paul says. So we defeat fear, number one, with truth. We defeat fear through deliverance. We defeat fear through our weapons of warfare. 2 Corinthians 10, Paul, weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We defeat fear through the blood of Jesus. Lord, I put the blood of Jesus on my mind, my will, my emotions. I thank you for washing me clean. I apply your blood as a barrier against fear. And for my sleep, Lord, that the enemy can't come in and sow things into my mind while I'm sleeping. You can go to bed at peace and wake up disturbed. But you know whose job it is to guard your soul? You. Jesus will help you, but you need to invite him. I've even found if you wake up in the middle of the night, you need to pray again. Because I've gone to bed and had things, everything be okay. And then get up, all of a sudden I had these crazy, stupid things going on. If I prayed again, there wouldn't have been none of that. And all it is the author of confusion trying to sow confusion into your mind. If it's confusing stuff, but he'll sow anything that he can. There are people that fall sexually because the enemy sowed a sexual seed in their mind and they didn't react and cleanse their mind of it. And he got it printed in here. It don't belong here. Mine's been exchanged for the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Everybody say, I exchange
every unholy image
that I've seen
in the name of Jesus
for the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen?
John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Matthew 10:31. Fear ye not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows. Luke 2:10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Luke 8:50, when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Romans 8:15, for you not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. There are folks who have been delivered of fear and then go back to that bondage. It's right there. Bondage again to fear. But the spirit of adoption, that means you were adopted into the family of God. He's your daddy, and you can call out, Abba, Daddy, Father. I mean, though, a good father. Maybe you don't have, never had a good father. But I'm going to tell you about this father. When you call on him, he comes. He promises. And your heart is right. He fights for you. And by the way, when your heart hadn't been right, he kept you alive. So the devil couldn't kill you. And one of us here, not a one of us is here, but the father didn't say, you're not killing them. We're alive because of his goodness. We breathe that air because of his goodness. He is so good that men that shake their fist at him didn't breathe his air. He's long suffering at the moment, no man should perish. And he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in love. The perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. If we're walking in fear, you need to check your love walk. Are we walking in love? In perfect love? Do you love the Lord? Do you love yourself? We're loving our neighbors. 1 Corinthians 13, go look at it. Read what it says about love, what it looks like. Then take that and hold it up as a mirror to yourself. And say, am I doing what this says? And then any area that it doesn't look like you, and say, Lord, help me. Let's work on this together. Bible says even love bears all things. That doesn't mean you believe everything that comes. Love believes all things. Doesn't mean you believe every wind and doctrine that comes down the pipe. It just means you believe God is bigger than any problem you might see. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. 2 Samuel 22:2. And he said, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. Psalm 18:2. Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Romans 11:26. And so Israel, all Israel, shall be saved as it is written. There shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That's describing Israel to come, but it's for us now too. Acts and Joel. Repeat again, Acts, it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For now Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant who the Lord has called. Say, I am. Part of the remnant. Amen. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. I talked to you about weapons of warfare.
I'm not going to teach about them now, but I'm going to give you some scriptures if you're a writer. There's repentance, 1 John 1:9, James 5:16, weapons of warfare. There's authority in the Lord, Luke 10:19. Signs follow believers, Mark 10:16-19. The full armor of God, Ephesians 6:13-18. And the blood of Jesus, Revelation 12:11, says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Oh, and by the way, and love not our lives unto death. Now, one way that means you gotta love God no matter what. And be willing to die. But in other respect, means we gotta die to ourselves. I gotta quit talking ugly to people. God delivers you. And He delivers you. Many of us have been delivered from drugs and alcohol and sexual sin. And we're walking that life out. Now the temptation's gonna come to get you to say something ugly to somebody. To get an offense. And that's just as bad as the other mess. Because it falls short of the glory of God. Everybody who will pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For any spiritual blocks.
For any spiritual blocks.
To my healing.
My healing.
Any unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Ignorance.
Ignorance.
Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Where my relationship with God. Is not according to knowledge.
Not according to knowledge.
Forgive me for personal.
And family sins.
Not having faith in God.
Even the need to see a miracle.
Looking for signs and wonder. Expecting God to fix me on my terms and not His. Looking to man rather than God for not being honest. Transparent. For flagrant sin.
Sin.
Habitual sin.
Sin.
For robbing God.
Robbing God.
For the sin of my parents.
Parents.
Magnifying the symptoms.
Magnifying the symptoms.
And not the healer.
For letting fear.
Enter my heart.
Say,
so I forgive.
I
my parents,
and anyone else
who imparted fear unto me,
and
unto my ancestors, and I break every generational curse
of fear.
I repent
for failing
to get away
in time with you,
in prayer. And fasting,
as needed.
For not taking care of my body.
For not
discerning the Lord's body.
For gossiping.
Backbiting. And slander. Against the body of Christ.
And
the Lord's anointed leaders.
For unbelief.
Pure unbelief.
Failing to keep my life
filled up with God.
For not resisting the enemy.
For giving up.
For not looking to walk in divine health.
And believing you for it, Lord.
For any rejection of healing
as part of your covenant today.
I repent for me.
And my ancestors.
For all error.
For every spirit.
And
all agreement. With anything,
by
anyone that has a form of godliness,
but
denies the power therein. I repent for that in Jesus' name. For trying to bypass the penalty of the curse without repentance, for murmuring and complaining, for hating.
And
not obeying instruction.
I repent for fear.
All fear.
I repent
for partnering with fear.
I repent for withdrawal.
And trying to control others.
Out of fear.
I repent for fear.
Doubt.
And unbelief.
I break.
That ungodly threefold cord.
I break
generational curses in the area of fear.
I break
all unholy soul ties
with fearful people.
I send those foreign souls
where they belong.
I call mine back to me,
covered
in the blood of Jesus.
I break
Demonic bridges between me and those people. I forgive my ancestors, descendants, and anyone else that has sinned against me, taught me to fear, brought fear through injury, verbally, and physically. Those that have cursed me with their mouth, curse me with weakness, sickness, disease, illness, injury, and trauma. Please forgive my sins, Lord, that would open me up to these attacks. And I forgive myself for these mistakes. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I've received the forgiveness the Lord has granted me through the cleansing blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus as the barrier between me and the accuser of the brethren, all fallen angels, and demonic entities assigned against my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now command evil spirits and their families to leave. I submit unto you, Father Yahweh, and resist the devil, for he must flee. Lord, I agree. As the minister calls these spirits out, in Jesus' name, that the demons and all agents of darkness shall flee and leave me in all areas where by faith the curse is broken. And I also agree that all squatters are going to leave in Jesus' name. I believe, Lord, that by your grace I will walk in disciplined obedience, which produces the fruit called freedom. I thank you, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I believe you'll back my words in agreement with you and enforce your great and mighty will in power against the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, by your agreement, I'm going to start calling these spirits out now. Just breathe like I told you. Get ready. There'll be somebody passing napkins around if you need it. Spit in it. Boy, if you need it, we'll bring a bucket to you. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever needs to happen, whatever it looks like, we submit it to you. I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus and forbid him to distract or hinder or harass or make a show. But I thank you, Father, that you get your glory. However it looks, let the Spirit of the Lord bring liberty to your people in Jesus' name. Now just start taking a deep breath. Father, come out in the name of Jesus. Father, go. Worry, go. Fret, go. Fuss, go. Stew, go. In the name of Jesus. Stress, get off of God's people. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Those yokes, and thank you, Father, yokes destroyed in the name of Jesus. The yokes are destroyed by the anointing of God. The yokes are destroyed by the anointing of God. I break the power of the destroyer in the name of Jesus. Fearfulness, fright, horror, panic, scare, fear. Say, I repent. For watching things. Movies. Shows.
Reading books.
Listening to things. That impart fear.
I break that.
Off of my life.
Off of my life.
And I command no spirits to go.
Take
a deep breath. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Anything from entertainment that brought fear, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Sweat, trouble, alarm, anxiety, let them go. Dread, go. Fearfulness, fright, go. Horror, come out. Panic, come out. Scare, come out. Trepidation, go. Creeps, jitters, phobias, all phobias. In the name of Jesus. Fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of success, fear of failure. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Dismay. Despair. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come on out now. Cowardice. Go. In the name of Jesus. Timidity. Go. Timorousness. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Agitated. Apprehension. I break your power. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that vexes them, let them go. Vexations. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Edginess. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus. If you're willing to, give it a call. Come on, just call. Come on, come on, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Come on out. Come on out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. All nests of scorpions break up and come out of their mouths now. In the name of Jesus. Serpents, spiders, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Doubt, dread, foreboding, incertitude, misgiving, resentment, suspense, uncertainty, qualms, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Fear of accusation. Say fear of accusation.
Fear of accusation.
Leave.
Leave.
Fear of authority.
Fear of authority.
Leave.
Leave.
Fear of car accidents.
Fear of car accidents.
Leave.
Leave.
Fear of condemnation.
Fear of condemnation.
Leave.
Leave.
Fear of disapproval.
Fear of disapproval.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure.
Fear of poverty.
Fear of poverty.
Fear of hell.
Fear of hell.
That's unholy.
Unholy.
Go.
Go.
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
Go.
No.
Take a deep breath. Come on out. All those spirits. Come on out of them. Come out. In the name of Jesus. You heard. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All religious spirits. Spirit of Antichrist. Go. Religious schizophrenia. Come on out now. Double-mindedness. Unstable in all the ways. Come on out. Fear of destruction. Fear of men. Fear of women. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Fear of judgment. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Fear of abandonment. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Fear of people. Fear of man. Fear of rejection. Fear of reproof. Fear of death. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Say, I repent.
I repent.
For all idolatry. In me and my bloodline.
In me and my bloodline.
And I break the curse,
and I break the curse
of idolatry,
of idolatry
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I repent
for witchcraft,
divination,
divination,
occultism,
occultism
in me and my bloodline.
In me and my bloodline.
And I break the curse,
I break the curse
that came through those activities.
Through those activities.
I repent
for all sexual sin
in me and my bloodline.
And
I break the curse that came through those activities.
I
repent
for all broken covenants
in me and my bloodline. And
I repent
for those activities. I break those curses in Jesus' name.
I repent
for shedding of innocent blood in me and my bloodline.
Abortion.
Murder.
Murder.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Backbiting. Slander. Gossip.
Gossip.
I break these curses.
I break these curses.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command these spirits to go.
In
Jesus' name.
And
I'm taking a deep breath. Every spirit from my idolatry, the Lord wants out tonight. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Every idol. In the name of Jesus, false gods, go, 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 go. Making a god of their own image and calling in Yahweh, calling in the Lord, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Celtic spirits go. Germanic spirits go. Hispanic spirits go. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, spirits from Africa go. Get out now. In the name of Jesus, all you false gods, get out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Take a deep breath. Listen to me. If you're feeling pain in your body, it's demon manifested. If you're feeling it, even yourself, say, I repent it. Your spirit is manifested in my body right now. Come out. You come out of my neck, wherever it's at. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. All that idolatry, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Mormonism, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah's Witness, come out. Catholicism, every spirit from Catholicism, go. Worship and Mary, relics, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every amulet, come out of there. All witchcraft, let them go. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft, occultism, divination, let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Celtic magic, Druidic magic, voodoo, Santeria, Macumba, come out of them. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, all root magic, powwow magic, we break your power. In the name of Jesus, you can't stay in Jesus' name. Now, murder, shedding of innocent blood, abortion, I break your power. Child sacrifice, human sacrifice, cannibalism, in the name of Jesus, sun gods, moon gods, star gods, go. In the name of Jesus, animal spirits, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Now, broken covenant, divorce. In the name of Jesus, stealing, lying, cheating in business, let them go.
In the name of Jesus, everybody who will, cough again. One more time. Now, all these waters come out of them in the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name, who the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on out, Zeus. Come on out, Diana. Come on out, Venus. Come on out. Come on out, Jezebel. Come on out, Ahab. Let them go. Let them go. I break the power. I separate idolatry and sexual sin. I command incest to leave them. In the name of Jesus, leave God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm asking you.
For ongoing.
Perpetual deliverance in my life. Wherever I need it. On this weekend.
I'm asking you.
Show me the keys.
Show me the keys.
For my freedom.
I'm
asking you, Lord.
Show me.
If there's anybody I need to forgive. If there's places I need healing. I need to hear from you, Lord.
I
submit to you.
I submit to your timing.
But I trust you.
That
I won't leave here.
The same as I came.
I trust you with my life.
I give you permission
to raise me
into who you want me to be.
And I trust you for this process.
I give you all the glory.
Now raise your hands to heaven. Raise your hands to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says, lift your hand. Oh, ancient gates open up and let the King of Glory come in. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you pour out your Spirit upon God's people. That you pour out your Spirit and you grant them, Father, with an outpouring of wisdom and counsel. The Spirit of wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge and the fear of Yahweh and the Spirit of Yahweh and perfect love. Lord, release perfect love that casts out fear. And I speak to any infirmities in these bodies from fear, and I say, come out, take another deep breath, and receive from heaven. And even as perfect love comes in, it drives out the infirmity. In the name of Jesus, perfect love comes in. It drives out infirmity. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak healing to the physical bodies. And I say, Lord, I'm asking you to heal my heart. Where it's been broken. And I give you permission to rework my cellular memory, even my DNA,
has
been damaged. I trust you, Lord. You are Yahweh. And I receive from you, and only you, and every other spirit that is not from you, I utterly deny. In Jesus' name. Take one more deep breath. Breathe in the goodness of God. Thank you, Father. You bless your people. I bless them tonight. Thank you, Father. Bless them with sleep. It's peaceful. Unless that you want to talk to them. But I forbid the enemy to torment them here in this night season. In Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for a rest and strength and the blessings of God even tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.